Hello and welcome to my multimedia website based upon the novel Indian Horse by Richard Begumese. Before exploring the website, I feel it is important to provide some background regarding residential schools in Canada, as this is a primary topic within the novel. Residential schools were government-sponsored religious schools that were established to assimilate Indigenous children into Euro-Canadian culture. Residential schools were created by Christian churches and the Canadian government as an attempt to both educate as well as convert Indigenous youth and to integrate them into Canadian society. Indigenous children were underfed, malnourished, and the students were particularly vulnerable to diseases such as tuberculosis and influenza due to overcrowding and poor living conditions. The first residential school was opened in 1828 and the last closing in 1997. With the passing of the British North American Act in 1867 and the Indian Act in 1876, the government was now required to provide an education for Indigenous youth to help integrate them into Canadian society. The government then collaborated with Christian missionaries to encourage Indigenous economic self-sufficiency and realist conversion through educational policy beginning in the 1880s. The first three residential schools were created in 1883 within the prairies. The majority of the residential schools were located in the four western provinces and territories, but there were also many in northwestern Ontario. It reached its peak during the 1930s, where there were a total of 80 residential schools located across the country. Although some students left feeling happy memories, the general experience was considered negative. The children attending school would be fed in sparse quantities with low quality and appeal. Students had to cope with unprepared teachers with curriculum and lessons derived from an alien culture. Lessons were taught in English or French, a language that was foreign to them, and they were forced to follow and listen to beliefs from a religion that was not their own. Students were isolated, removed from their homes, separated from family members, and unable to speak the only language they knew. Students would face sexual and physical abuse from teachers who were supposedly trying to educate them. About 3,200 children died due to overcrowding within the residential schools. In conclusion, residential schools are arguably the darkest part of Canada's history and remains a tragedy within the country's past.